Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE Factory Approved Warehouse Outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
People going nuts over what Kenny Vaccaro said about Andrew Luck. Somebody says Andrew Luck has deceptive speed.
I think he's deceptive because he's a white guy with a neck beard.
That's what Vaccaro said. He says, not deceptive. Just because he's white doesn't mean he's deceptive. He's actually a great athlete. He has all the tools that you ask for as a quarterback. Smart, big arm talent, can go through all his reads, and he can run. So not deceptive. He's actually athletic.
If Andrew Luck were a black guy, it would not be deceptive.
Your Texans plus 4.5 at Miami. I have no opinion on this game because I don't know if we're going to see the Dolphins we saw all year or if we're going to see the Dolphins that showed up for 1 week. If it's that team, Dolphins cover easy.
The Dolphins, if Lamar Miller continues to be the Lamar Miller we saw last week, the Texans can't win this game. It's a no play for me. If I had to make a play, I'd probably take the Texans.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, you can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongy Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours? Who is this little blonde here on the baseball
That's coverage? That's Britt McHenry.
Oh, God. Really?
She's the one who hates fat chicks.
Ah. Well, she's cuter than I remembered. Anyway, if you missed the first 2 hours, it's all available on podcastarena.com.
It's all makeup, bro.
Yeah, she does look pretty caked. But
makeup game strong.
Yeah. That's okay. Anyway, miss the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. We had a lot of great stuff. RJ Bell joined us, so we talked some gambling, gave all our picks, and basically had a fun first couple hours. And now I've got texters saying, well, give us an example of the bad. I'm not going to tell you the bad texts because I'm not going to give those guys any run other than to tell them they're morons and they should go play in traffic.
Fred reads a lot of text, so if your text doesn't get read, it's probably a bad text.
Yeah, well, that's not true. There's a lot of good ones that I just don't get to because I probably get 500 or 600 a show. I get to as many as I can. And I always feel bad because like a day
you're
like
so famous.
Well, I'm not famous. That's not about me. The texts are about the show.
Yeah, but you're pretty much the star.
No, we know better than that. You're one of the 15 people should know that don't.
You would have been on that list, but you're too old.
Oh, I know. I get that. I get that.
He got mentioned in the article, though.
I did, and he said nice things about the whole show, which was kind of cool.
He said good things about Jong, too. Jong, did you feel good about that article?
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, I thanked him for it. Hmm. And he gave me a follow on Twitter.
Nice.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Stefan sent us the audio of Arian Foster. I don't know why people are...
I saw it earlier.
It's a bad accent, for one thing, but who cares? Why are we... Why do people get upset over stuff like that? Dude's just trying to be funny. And that is one thing, and I have been consistent about this.
What happened to Arian Foster ignoring the media?
I like that better.
I prefer that.
But remember last year when he tried to do the bad English accent, and he was doing a whole interview in that, and it was just stupid? I don't care. If you're trying to be funny, that's fine. I don't like people who get offended when people are trying to joke and they think that there's something sinister behind it. It's just, dude was trying to be funny. It wasn't. It was weak. But I'm not going to get pissed at a guy for doing
that. Remember last year when Arian Foster wasn't talking to media and I said, good. I stand by that. That he should go back to that.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Good.
So, 832 says, yeah, I texted Wednesday asking for a birthday shout-out via Keyboard Cat and got snubbed. Never saw it.
Damn.
Sorry.
Posted.
Sorry.
Sorry your birthday sucked because of that.
Yeah. Ordinarily, I do. But let me just explain the hierarchy. Calls will always pretty much be first, which, by the way, 713-780-ESPN. But I put Twitter right up there with it, and then Facebook in the text, because Facebook people don't use much anymore. I mean, I check it, but it's not the big deal. But really, Twitter person is going to get better run than text person, mainly because
especially if you
there's
don't
a
have
face
a,
on
if
it.
If you don't have an egg as your right. avatar.
And I can block you easier on Twitter. I actually have to go through a whole process to do it on text, and it's no fun. So, You know what we didn't do? The Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. We need to do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, I'm almost certain this is a fake story, but a lot of people have sent it to us, and it's too disgusting not to do. So just with the caveat that I didn't go and check it on to make sure that it was for real.
Okay.
But this is from News 8 Louisiana, where police...
I'm surprised Louisiana doesn't have more Florida-esque stories.
I think they do, and this one might...
Because I lived in Louisiana for a little over a year, and that's a lot of crazy happens in that state. You know, I don't believe that it's not...
You know the guy who played the defensive coordinator in Waterboy? That's the whole state.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, at least southern Louisiana. Anyway... A Walmart worker radioed security about a suspicious woman in the meat aisle. Security cameras filmed 33-year-old Shaniqua Johnson shoving sausages under her shirt. Footage then shows the woman walking to the bathroom where she remained for at least 30 minutes. Main security guard says he knocked on the bathroom door several times, but the woman did not respond. He then announced he was entering. He said what he found will haunt his dreams forever. Johnson was inappropriately taking care of herself with a Jimmy Dean package of sausage.
Oh.
He said that when she didn't even stop.
Once you go Earl Campbell, you never go back.
No,
don't they know that?
No, I know. But
how's Jimmy Dean going to satisfy you after you've had Earl Campbell?
I don't know. But dude said she didn't even stop. She just stared at me and kept going.
Oh, well, we're going to have sex with sausage.
He was also frightened for his safety due to the fact that she is a big girl.
Oh, boy.
It took 7 police officers to restrain her and pry the sausage away. Again, I don't think this is a real story. I think this has got to be fake, but enough people sent it to me. It's funny. I don't know what Now 8 News is. Is that like a real thing?
I don't know.
But anyway.
I do stand by if you're going to satisfy yourself with a sausage. Go big or go home, girls.
Yeah, well, this girl did go big and did go home, apparently. But
I guess Jimmy Dean does come in that log form.
Yeah, I could probably do more damage with that.
But my goodness, who's taking that thing? You can date her?
I'm telling you, it's a big girl.
It's got a photo?
Yes.
Would you?
No.
If I gave you $1,000.
Get out of here. That wouldn't even.
If we were in Vegas and I gave you $1,000 and you'd never see her again.
You look at that picture and you answer it yourself. You don't need me to answer that.
Hold on. Let me come around here. Hold on.
Yeah. You need to check this out. Yeah. You're going to have to step up your money game, brother. $1,000.
$1 million.
God, that I might even say no to that.
Boy. That's rough.
Yeah. So, John needs to see it now too, huh? Is that why you're in here? Yeah. Where'd he go? Wait a minute. What did I do with it? Hang on. Oh, there it is.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It looks like, you remember that guy who died that was the, he used to be the Miller High Life guy?
Yeah.
It looks like him in a wig.
Yes.
Is what it looks like.
Only
I would never have sex with him.
No, like he...
Especially now that he's dead.
I don't knock it till you try it. That's legal in Louisiana, you know.
It looks like a fat Ewok.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see fat Ewok. Although, you know, Ewoks are kind of sexy in a furry sort of way.
She looks like the ugly Precious. Like the ugly version of Precious.
The uglier Precious.
Yeah, the uglier yes. version of Precious.
Yeah. Anyway, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Boy, I won't be eating sausage anytime soon.
No. I do like sausage, though.
Yeah, I do, too.
So. I'm a sucker for barbecued meats.
Mm. So,
but I never pleasure myself with them.
Yeah,
so I have what we like to call restraint. I'm civilized. I don't just go around shoving sausage products into my sex orifices.
Yeah, sometimes you get bored.
No, I never get that bored.
Like I said, I'm sure
I've never been that bored. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've thought about it.
Well, who hasn't, right?
But I've never been like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going all the way with this sausage. I've never done that.
Should I eat this Jimmy Dean or should I do something else with it? Everyone's thought that, right?
And that thing is like the Jimmy Dean sausage roll is thick. Like that's.
No, I honestly, that's too much for me. I'd have to go Oscar Mayer.
Way too much. That's like, I mean, that's thicker than a roll of cookie dough.
Yeah.
You can't put a cookie dough roll up there, can you?
No. I mean,
you specifically, you can't, can you?
No, God, no.
No.
Actually, you know
You've
what?
Tried. You failed.
I got to tell you, it'd have to be Vienna.
Yeah.
That's about all I could take.
That's the only sausage you could take?
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, I'm sure if you guys snopes that story, you'll find out it's probably fake, but I thought it was funny anyway. It just came off as a fake one. You could kind of tell. All right, quick break. I don't know where we're going from here because we still have...
It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
Yeah,
you probably want those Burger King sausages, like the sausage links.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm a sausage, like breakfast sausage, I'm a patty guy, not a link guy. I don't know about you guys.
For breakfast? Yeah, I want the patty.
Patty, not link, right? John, you patty or link?
Depends on where. Like a fast food restaurant, I want a patty.
Okay, where do you like the links?
If I go to like a...
Like Denny's?
No, like Lola's? Have you been to Lola's? Lola's is good. They have links. They're pretty good. Right.
And do they also have patties?
I don't think so.
So you're just stuck with link.
Yeah, but it's pretty good.
I get really frustrated when I'm stuck with just link. Like, if that's the only option. I always ask if there's a patty option, and if not, sometimes I'll just go bacon.
You know what it basically is? Lower end food. I like the patty. But at the better places where you're getting, like, barbecue links, I want the link.
Okay.
That's kind of my standard.
Breakfast link is a tough battle for me.
But if I'm eating breakfast, I'm usually eating crap. So.
My breakfast meat hierarchy is sausage patty, bacon, ham,
yeah.
Sausage link.
Okay. Yeah, I agree 100%. See, we're in complete agreement.
Yeah, I like bacon the most.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's right. Nobody's going to fault you for
crispy
being...
or...
Crispy.
No, I'm anti-crispy. No. I like that bacon fatty and where I can dangle it around and it jiggles. I like that.
See, my wife always overcooks the bacon because she likes it crispy.
Mine doesn't because she doesn't like getting beat up.
Well.
By my kids.
Yeah.
I would never do that, but my kids would whoop that ass.
I always tell her, she'll be making the bacon. It's like, pull mine out of there now because I don't want that crispy crap that you do. And she always leaves it too long. She's like, why didn't you eat your bacon? It's like, because you overcooked it.
You know why my wife doesn't make crispy bacon? Because she doesn't like making bacon twice, bro. That's why. Boom.
Well, the dog likes it because the dog gets to eat the
bacon. I do like bacon if it's on a sandwich.
Yeah.
If you're eating a bacon
sandwich. Bacon egg sandwich is really good.
The bacon can be crispy then, but if bacon is a side item, I want that to not be crunchy.
Yeah, I just don't like crunchy bacon.
How do you eat your eggs?
Scrambled.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a scrambler.
John?
Over easy.
I'm an over easy guy too.
Although I've gotten to where I eat more omelets now. Like really good omelets when I go for a breakfast somewhere.
All right.
But
I'm an over easy guy.
I've always been a scrambled guy, though.
I like the over easy, and then I like to sop up the leftover yolk with whatever bread or potato product is part of my breakfast.
Interesting.
Whether it be a biscuit or toast, whatever it may be. Not an English muffin because...
We're not in England.
Because I'm a guy. I don't eat a...
John?
I don't eat English muffins.
Like, I eat English muffins.
No, I don't.
Okay, neither do I.
No.
All right.
You have a penis and you eat English muffins... Just walk into traffic.
A lot of people need to walk into traffic today. We're going to take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Cowboys Giants NFL 3:30 Sunday, presented by All American Berryman Products on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz, 713-780-7000. ESPN's your number if you want to get in. Now would be a good time because you can always tell when it's the last hour on a Friday. We start talking about breakfast meat.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I admit I'm kind of sportsed out at this point. So I'd rather talk about breakfast meat.
Yeah. My buddy Sean texted me and asked where cheap steak falls on those rankings.
Cheap steak, like a breakfast steak?
Yeah.
Like steak and eggs?
I'm against breakfast steak because it always costs a lot, and it's never good enough to warrant the cost.
No, that I agree with that 100%. There's a few places where I found, like, chicken fried steak and eggs. It's pretty good.
Yeah, chicken fried steak. If I can get that for breakfast, that's a win. But I'll be honest, like, I'm getting old, but I am against breakfast now.
Yeah, I don't do breakfast very often.
So, and my wife really hates this because let's say we go, like, we're driving somewhere and we, you know, we want to get out of the house in a hurry and we say we'll eat breakfast on the road and it's 10 a.m. or 9 a.m. and I'm somewhere and we're driving through. We usually go to Whataburger. I am not ordering breakfast at Whataburger.
No.
I order a patty melt at 9 a.m. because...
Or a double meat Whataburger with cheese
for me. Yeah, and it takes a long time to cook. That's because they, you know, breakfast stuff, they...
Right, they have it ready.
They're ready to rock with that. But you order a barbecue chicken strip sandwich or a you know, a double Whataburger with cheese and jalapenos and mustard and grilled onions, it takes a while. Or a patty melt, it takes a while. So she does not like when I do that, but...
The only time I really have breakfast is... On weekends, if we've been out drinking all night, then I want to go get a big breakfast.
You like pancakes?
No. I mean, I like either
you like said, proteins,
omelets.
Yeah,
you know, chicken fried steak and eggs. There's one place we go that serves alcohol in the mornings, so it's a great hangover cure.
You get
chicken fried steak and eggs, and a drink.
I've been seeing a place on the Facebook called Lee's. And this isn't a plug. I mean, I guess it kind of is a plug. I've never been there, so I'm bringing attention to this place. But it's in the Heights, and they serve fried chicken and donuts.
Well, that sounds hideous.
What?
That sounds hideous.
What part don't you like?
Donuts. I can't stand donuts.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very strange.
Yeah.
Coming from a guy who used to be really fat, I would think you're a big donut guy.
Even when I was fat, I didn't eat donuts.
Hmm. What about apple fritters?
No. Those things are too sweet for me.
Interesting.
When I was a kid, I loved them.
Okay, rank these things. I'm going to give you three items, and I want you to rank them 1 through 3.
Okay.
Waffles, pancakes, French toast.
Pancakes, French toast, waffle.
Okay. John?
French toast.
Both said French kiss, didn't he?
You said the other two were...
Pancakes, waffles.
Oh, pancakes are last.
Really? Oh, okay. You don't like pancakes.
No. I guess a good one, but I guess the only thing
pancakes
I have...
Pancakes are all the same. There's not a good pancake and a bad pancake. They're all the same.
I prefer the French toast and the waffle over the pancakes.
I think I'm the same way.
See, I've never been big on waffles either. I'm not big on pancakes. I couldn't tell you the last time I had one.
Yeah.
And I have had French toast, but...
Okay, F, Mary, kill, pancake, waffle, toast, French toast.
Which is going to be the warmest because that'll be the F.
Probably French toast.
Yeah.
It's going to have that consistency that you could get down with.
Maybe a little butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Mary or kill waffles and pancakes.
I'll kill the waffle.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Good discussion, boys.
Yeah. Are you sure you don't want to break down the Texans-Dolphins?
No, that lady chose to F the Jimmy Dean sausage. I wonder if she married bacon and killed breakfast steak. It's possible.
Possible, yeah.
Then it's a good explanation when the cops show up. Bro, we're playing a game.
Yeah.
F, marry, kill.
Come on, it's perfectly legal at that point. Nick just nailed my breakfast place, by the way. Natachi's. It's in. It's off kind of... It's right off the train route, right by... the HCC ensemble stop on the train. It's right on Main there. They have terrific... I've never been there for anything but breakfast. Great breakfast, and they serve alcohol in the mornings. So, and I've yet to have a bad meal there.
I really like Breakfast Club, but I'm not waiting in line to eat breakfast, man.
All right.
I do like fried chicken for breakfast a lot.
This is going to come off as communist. I've been there twice. not impressed. I would never. Really? I would never wait in line there. And the first time I went, it wasn't very good. And I thought, you know what? Everybody loves this place. It just had to be a bad day. I went back again. And to be fair, I went on days where nobody was in line. So maybe that's why. But the second time it wasn't very good either. I'll never go there again.
All right.
And the service sucked too. I'm just going to say that.
Black quarterback guy says Kenny and Ziggy's has excellent breakfast steaks. I would never go to a Jewish deli for breakfast. I'll never know that. I'll never.
Is that racist of you?
No. I just feel like Jewish people do lunch and dinner better. Is that racist? Or like, okay, is that a religious thing?
I got to tell you, and this is going to get me in trouble. Somebody who's married into a Jewish family for 15 years, I don't know that they do any food very well.
Are you against a deli? Like,
No, but it's not my taste.
Okay. I love pastrami.
I just don't think they do food very well.
Okay.
We'll leave it at that.
That's all right.
But.
That's all right.
I don't.
Your people do it better?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Look how many good Mediterranean restaurants there are around
True.
Here.
True.
Just saying.
What's the place I like that was right by our old office? Kasra.
Kasra.
Oh, that's good.
Fadi's is not bad. Cafe Lily down here on Westheimer is really good. My people do okay with it.
I'm so tired of talking about sports. Let's just talk about food every day.
Nobody would listen if we did that
food
every day.
Food and bitches.
Well, I'm okay with that.
Right?
We can do one segment a week on that, right? We just did.
Like, which foods we would F, marry, kill, and which chicks we would...
Eat.
Well, I think we should just take a break.
I feel like you don't when you eat a woman, you don't want her to be too fatty. But you don't want to be too skinny either because you want a satisfying meal.
So you want the kind of the, I guess, the New York strip of steak of women instead of the filet mignon or the ribeye?
Because
ribeye is a little fatty.
I like a little fatty.
I mean, like ribeye is really
little
fatty.
Not a lot of fatty. I don't want Calista Flockhart.
But the ribeye is like the most juiciest part of the cow, I think.
I want the Kim Kardashian. I would eat Kim Kardashian. I wouldn't eat Paris Hilton, and I wouldn't eat Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay.
I'm just saying, this is all if I were a cannibal, which I'm not.
Right. Man, it's all speculative.
Right.
All right, let's just take a break. It's a blitz.
This show's a mess.
It is.
This is an utter mess.
You know, Jong, I think you should make the executive decision to send us home.
Jong, come in here during the break and talk to us about how awful this show is and fix it. Good Lord, you've let this thing get out of hand. Have you no control over the programming department?
Quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Damien says, y'all walk that tightrope over inappropriateness like no other show. Hashtag funny bleep. I think we just kind of accepted a long time ago that if we weren't dancing on the razor's edge, we weren't ever going to get anywhere anyway. So sometimes you slip.
I don't know what that thing means.
You slip and chop off a toe sometimes. It happens.
Oh. Speaking of toes chopped off, my cat got a toe chopped off yesterday.
Really?
Her whole toe.
Did she have toe cancer?
No, she broke her toe, though.
Oh.
And the vet said that... Which the vet, by the way, my favorite kind of vet is also a bartender.
That's a great vet.
Yeah, Todd, who owns Hop Scholar up in the Woodlands area.
Yeah, yeah.
He's also a cat vet.
It's a good place. Too far for me to drive, unfortunately. But
yeah.
It's a good place.
So I told him what's wrong with my cat, and her claw was always out, like one of her claws. So she was limping everywhere, and she'd always get her claw caught in the rug and things like that. And... I know this is going to sound awful, but if my dog was limping around for a month, I'd be like, man, I got to go get my dog fixed.
Right.
Cat limps around for a month. I'm like, it's just one of those limping cats.
Yeah.
But my wife felt sorry for the cat and said, we need to go to, we have to go to the vet. And so Todd looked at the vet or looked at the cat and said that its toe is broken, and he removed the whole toe. So now my cat is walking around with one less toe.
How many?
I don't know how many they have. I don't know.
I don't either.
One less than normal.
Ryan says, got your big contract extensions and are talking about breakfast. Don't become the Indomitant Sioux of Houston Sports Radio.
I hope to be that.
No, if we were doing that, we would have left 30 minutes ago. We'd have said, you know what, John, put the network on. We're out of here. That's what we would do. Really, we've pretty much broken down every single thing there is to break down for football this weekend. We even talked a little bit about the baseball. What else do you want us to do?
I don't know.
Who's better all time, AJ, LeBron or Kobe Bryant?
That guy's pretending like he doesn't talk about breakfast foods with his friends.
That's all right. All right.
Whatever, bro.
Actually, since we got our contracts, I think we've done some of our best shows ever over the last few weeks. I think we've had a pretty good run. Did you see, I guess there's speculation that the Ravens might try to trade Steve Smith if they lose this week. Did you see what he said?
Let's trade our guy with a broken back.
Said, if they traded me, I'd quit today. I like to finish what I started. Didn't you start in Carolina?
Well, he finished that.
Okay. But, boy, if they once they lose and they go to 1-6, if somebody would give you something for him, if you're the Ravens.
Team.
Yeah. Like say the Packers.
The Packers don't need a receiver.
They could use him.
The Patriots could use him.
Yeah, sure they would give something for him.
They'll give you a 7th-round draft pick.
Well, that's something.
You take that. But he's got a broken back, so it's a conditional 7th-round draft pick.
Yeah, if his back winds up killing him, then you don't take him. I don't know. Well, I would if I'm the Ravens. I was going to throw this out earlier, but if you're the 49ers and you decided to move on from Kaepernick,
you'd be a genius.
Yeah, well, but actually, his contract's, even though it's a big contract, it's kind of a team. It's one that actually the team can get rid of him without too much pain because, yeah, it's like one of those year to year things. If you're the Texans and they called and said, we'll give you Colin Kaepernick for Ryan Mallett right now, you do it.
Sure. I mean, what's that hurt?
Well, that's the thing. That's what I'm kind of thinking. If I'm the Texans, I'm like, yeah, you know what? Why not? Bring him in.
But if you trade for Colin Kaepernick, expecting him to be good?
I'm expecting him to be Brian Hoyer's backup.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a trade for Colin Kaepernick to be Brian Hoyer's backup.
That's
how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah, Lamont says, kind of proud y'all are not talking Texans. With that said, Florio said Brian Hoyer is great and he loves him.
Cool.
Good for Florio.
He's never been wrong in the last year or two.
I'll tell you what, the next time Florio says something that's actually... I'm not going to say that. Next time he says something that I think is actually relevant, then I'll weigh in on it. It hasn't happened. I used to love that, I still like the website, but he's gotten into everything has to be him giving his opinion, him being Skip Bayless, him trying to be Stephen A. Dude, just be an aggregator. That's what made you what you are.
That'd be good.
Yeah, man. And now it's all like trying to create stories where there's not any. I'm just not a fan. Wow, man.
Why is it all social? I mean, everyone's panicked about this. A hurricane hitting Mexico bothering us.
Well, we're going to get the remnants.
I mean, what's the remnants?
Rain. But we already, see, the problem was we're already getting another storm that's to the west of us, right?
Yeah.
Spanky.
Yeah.
Storm Spanky is coming this way. So we're going to get that. And right about when Spanky is wearing out, that's when the remnants of Patricia are going to come and nail us with more rain.
Okay.
And everybody gets scared, right?
Everybody's always scared of weather.
And that's why I think it's important for us to give names to some of these storms that aren't hurricanes. A, because so that they'll feel included. And B, how can you get scared of a Spanky? You really can't, right?
No.
How can you be scared of a Patricia? Let's be honest. That's my mom's name. How the hell can I be scared of a Patricia? It's like, oh, it's a Patricia. Nice.
What if you had an abusive mother?
Then I'd be scared.
All right.
But
what if you were? What if one of your ex-wives was named Patricia?
That would have just been creepy.
It'd be terrifying.
Yeah. That would be a. There'd be a whole Oedipus thing going on there, and I'm not a fan of that. Not at all. But no, how can you be scared of Spanky? So, nothing to worry about. You're going to be out tomorrow. You're going to be at Luke's.
Yeah.
You're not scared of the weather.
I'm not scared of anything except that gas station in Memphis.
Yeah.
It makes me racist.
Which makes you racist. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's pretty much where the show started today, actually, was with that. I can't believe, well, I can believe this, but we've been doing this show a long time. And the only thing that I still to this day don't understand is people who are so offended by the dumbest little things that they feel like the need to call in to bother poor little Esme or email Jong or email Mr. Gal. It's like, guys, if you're that sensitive, listen to something else. Really? This is, I know we get a lot of new listeners and people get confused because they're like, what is this about? And then they start liking it. But then there's always people, can't believe you're on ESPN radio and you're saying this.
49ers would trade Cap for that limping cat, says Black Quarterback Guy. Takes two to tango, though, Black Quarterback Guy. I'm not trading my limping cat, even with one less toe, for Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Takes two to tango,
well,
my friend.
What if they throw in a draft choice? You get Cap and a third-round pick.
Third-round pick?
Yeah.
Yes, you can keep Cap, though. I'll take the third-round pick.
409 says, my new boss is Patricia, and I'm kind of scared.
All right.
I hope she doesn't listen.
Then Derek says, Pat's OC Matt Patricia is a big dude with a beard. I'm a big dude with a beard. I'm accepting of other big dudes with beards.
But Matt Patricia doesn't look scary.
Nope.
He looks like kind of a, like, a young Grateful Dead participant or something.
Yeah.
He doesn't really look scary. He doesn't scare me. He looks friendly. He looks like your friendly uncle with a beard who's really good at being a defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
All right. Mercifully, we're going to
probably pops Josh McDaniels with a towel after every game.
Yeah.
That's what I bet happens.
Either that or they... Never mind. Let's just take a break. We'll wrap this thing up mercifully when we come back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
Cowboys, Giants, NFL, 3:30 Sunday. Presented by All-American Berryman Products on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys. Before we wrap things up, I got to tell you about my good friends at Texas Mattress Makers. And if you're not sleeping well, there's only one place to go. Right now, if you go to Texas Mattress Makers, you're going to save from 5 to 50% off factory prices. That's real savings when you buy straight from the factory. And you're going to save at least 50% guaranteed over what you would pay at a retail store, because Texas Mattress Makers makes the mattress right there and sells it directly to you. And you're going to get custom fitted for a mattress that you're going to sleep like a champ on. I love mine. AJ loves his. You're going to sleep so much better. You're going to save money, and right now you can do a great thing if you go and buy a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. For every purchase of $500 or more, Texas Mattress Makers is donating a bed to a Houston child in need. The Houston Children's Charity is a nonprofit organization dedicated to improving the quality of life for Greater Houston's underprivileged, abused, and disabled children who have been otherwise left behind. Their Better Night Sleep program has provided mattresses, bed frames, sheets, and pillows and blankets to over 5,800 children in need. But there's still a list of more than 20,000 under the age of 16 waiting for a bed, and they can't afford it just in Houston. Well, guess what? When you go to Texas Mattress Makers, you're going to get that great mattress. You're going to sleep better. And for every purchase of $500 or more, you are going to get a mattress donated to one of those 20,000. That's what they do. There's great people over there. Tell them I sent you. You're going to get a great deal. You're going to save money, and you're going to help out. Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price. TexasMattressMakers.com. All right. So now we can just keep going, right?
Now we're into sports.
Yeah, because I'm kind of confused because I thought there was supposed to be music, but that's because I'm old. Kevin asks, have you seen Zach Lowe's preseason basketball piece with him saying the Rockets have the best chance to knock off Golden State? No, I have not seen it. I would respectfully disagree. I think the Spurs, that front line that the Spurs are going to throw out there with Leonard, Duncan, and Aldridge is the best in basketball.
I do worry about this, about Tony Parker.
I do too, and I think that's a fair concern. But can you name me a team that's going to be able to throw a better front court out there than the Spurs in all of basketball?
They're in the one.
Okay. So, all right. Let's. How stupid is stupid stuff this week, John? On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
7, 8.
Oh, so a good
eight,
week.
Eight.
I thought we'd had a pretty good couple of weeks, so.
Let's play that, and then I did read a piece on Grantland this week that I wanted to get to and haven't gotten to.
But... Really? How many hours did it take you to read it?
It's not as long as you would think.
Okay. Well, let's do stupid stuff first.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
What's Raheel know about this? Raheel, are Indians into Star Wars?
Okay, Pakistani delegation, AJ. Screw you.
Oh, my.
Two different delegations there.
Almost everybody except black people like Star Wars.
Wait, I have a question, though. Would you still like it if Bollywood had done it?
Hell no. There would be a dance scene every 5 minutes.
There's no circumstance where if my wife had to come take care of my medical stuff because I overdosed in a whorehouse, there's zero chance she'd be like, let's give this a second chance.
I'd be beheaded. That's why I'd have to make sure that, you know, if I did pass out there, that one of my friends made sure I got right back to the hotel and made sure I passed out there.
Yeah. Well, luckily, you've lost a lot of weight. It's a lot easier to move you around now. I remember when you were fat, I had to pull you out of some pickles that were, I mean, it was some serious work.
Oh, boy.
Again, boy, we're in severe disagreement this week. I think...
Well, you were 0-3 last week, so...
So were you!
So?
I'm going to try to make it out to a UH game and a Rice game. I've lived here long enough, I feel like I should probably do those.
Come
things.
Out to one of those UH games with us while they're good. It's a lot of fun. We tailgate, we drink, we play poker.
That's stuff you do at big-time sporting events.
Man, get out of here.
I don't want to name names, but I've smoked pot with a very, very big celebrity. There's two guesses on mine that are coming up consistently, and it's a Texas Longhorn quarterback and a Texas Longhorn running back.
They're not playing anymore.
No, it's Alan Ashby. I'm just kidding. It wasn't Alan Ashby. Maybe Delotti would be on your list of celebrities to get high with.
If I could pick somebody to get high with around here.
Bunin for me.
He's actually here today. I saw him.
I saw him, yeah. I saw him yesterday. Everybody acts like it's like they're seeing a ghost. They're like, hey, did you see him? He's here. He's here. Bunin's here. But I do know that black people will support black films. And I think maybe this is a move by J.J. Abrams to make sure that maybe to try to draw in the black audience of Star Wars that has been non-existent. Because like you said, black people just don't care about Star Wars.
Right.
I know that I'm in touch with the black culture, Fred.
We have to go to break.
Right?
Michael Pearson, thanks for thanks
you
for
aced that
by.
Test.
Thank you.
I'm still trying to think what would be the coolest way to do a wake that would be different.
We can prop you up for a show. Propped up in that chair.
Who's going to do the show with him?
You're not going to want to be in there?
He's not going to be in here with the bad guy.
Okay.
What's wrong with you? Barry Warner might do that. Or Dylan Gwynn. Dylan Gwynn sits in a show with a dead guy every day.
Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
Yeah, good call. That was about an 8.
All right.
Let me give something away real quick, and then we'll wrap things up. Arnold Schwarzenegger is back in the action-packed blockbuster Terminator Genisys. Now on digital HD, get the film critics are calling the best Terminator yet. Now on PlayStation Store, 3 weeks before Blu-ray, Terminator Genisys on digital HD, rated PG-13 from Paramount Pictures. Caller number 15 at 713-780-ESPN.
So Grantland did Bayou City's beloved, Houston's 151 professional athletes ranked.
Who wrote that? Was that Shea?
That was Shea Serrano.
Yeah, okay. He's very good, by the way.
Number one, easy guess, J.J. Watt. Number two, Carly Lloyd. He doesn't do all 151 for real, but he does do a lot of them. Charles James, 3. Hank Conger, 4. Question that. Corey Brewer, 5.
And what is this based on again?
How much they are loved by fans in the city.
Okay.
DeAndre Hopkins, 7. Pat Beverly, 8. Vince Wilfork, 10. Correa Altuve, 12 and 13. I think Correa may be a little low on that list.
Yeah, I think Correa has earned a higher spot than that.
Monta Yunus, 19.
Oh, everybody loves a wolf. That may be a little low for the wolf.
James Harden, 20.
I think that's about right.
Jadeveon Clowney, 24.
I think he should be lower.
Cushing, 25.
Yeah, I think Cushing's more beloved than
I think so too.
Clowney
How about
is.
This one? 29, Jason Terry.
I don't love him at all.
37, Sam Decker.
Get out of here.
41, Arian Foster.
That's probably fair, especially with those bad accents he does.
You want your bottom three, 149 through 151?
Yes, I'd love to hear them.
149, Brian Hoyer.
Too high.
150, Ryan Mallett.
Too high.
151, Dwight Howard.
It's very funny. Shea's a funny dude. I don't know if you follow him on Twitter, but he's
hilarious.
I don't,
but that is a good read.
Yeah, he does a great job for... I don't read a lot of Grantland just because I think most of it is way overwritten and not edited very well. And the whole idea of being long-form journalism is kind of ruined because it's just guys writing with no... They don't care. They just write long. They don't actually edit. But he does a great job.
Yeah.
I would say he's an exception. Very funny dude and a very funny follow on Twitter. We should get him on the show sometime, John. Make that happen? Cool. All right. What do we do now? We've done your Grantland story.
Oh. We go home for the week.
That's it? That's it? We're done? John, your final thoughts on the beer?
It was really good.
Yeah, I want to thank Texas Beer Refinery for hooking us up. Very good. We'll do it again next week with more alcohol. It seems to be the way to go.
Did you get more, like, multiple today?
I had about four. It's, you know.
Fred, put them down.
Yeah.
Didn't do karaoke, though. It was weird.
I mean,
did you get more breweries to come by just that one or more?
Just these guys came by today.
Yeah. But
maybe someone else will come next week. The Whole Foods place said they'll come next week. Maybe they'll come.
Awesome.
I want to keep this up where people bring us beer on Fridays.
Yeah, because I think it helps us relax and makes the show more fun, right? John Lee, great job today, sir. AJ Hoffman, terrific job. I give both you guys A+. RJ Bell gets an A+. Give myself a solid. You know, when I was teaching and I couldn't decide whether the kid really sucked or was kind of mediocre, I'd give him like C- over D+.
Yeah.
Did you ever get any of those with a slash? That's what I'm going to make myself, C- over D+ today.
All right.
See you guys Monday. Stay away from that water. Stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.